pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
We're joined by Titan Center Fernando Velasco. And when I prepare to do these interviews, I use a Google search. And just to find, you know, some background, whatever. Well, when I did the Google search on Fernando Velasco, you weren't the guy who came up. It was Juan Fernando Velasco.
The singer, right?
The singer from Ecuador. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, I heard him, but not too familiar. I got to go on iTunes and buy his music or something.
Do you ever get calls, people looking for Juan Fernando Velasco?
No, it haven't happened yet.
But that's got to be pretty. You would think you would be, you play in the NFL, you played at Georgia. You would think you would be the most famous Fernando Velasco, but maybe not.
Hey, not at all. That's cool with me. It's cool with me. I need to update my music and get on some of him.
All right. Life of an offensive lineman, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me ask you about growing up in Renz, Georgia. Population 2,200. Almost in South Carolina. What was it like?
That's all I knew. You know what I mean? So me growing up there, I really didn't realize how small it was until I left. You know, growing up, most of my childhood, we only had one red light in the town. And by the time I got in high school, we got two more, so we had three. And I remember my senior year in high school, we got a McDonald's, and that was the biggest thing since sliced bread. I mean, but, you know, just a real country boy, and I mean, real humble beginnings. And I mean, I definitely wouldn't trade it for the world. It made me the man who I am today.
What is the most important thing you think you took from growing up in a small town like that?
Just staying humble, you know, never forget where you come from. I mean, you know, it's very poverty struck. You know, a lot of people grew up without much. So, you know, for me to the Lord has blessed me the way I am now, you know, I still go back home, you know, on the bye week. I went back home for the whole week. And, you know, the thing I like now about going back home, I'm just Nando. You know, that's what everybody calls me back home, Nando. I'm the snotty-nosed, barefoot little kid that used to run around. It's no, you know, a lot of, maybe the little kids, you know, now they look up to me. But for the most part, I'm just the same old guy that I was when I left.
Do you think it's that mindset that helped you when you weren't drafted coming out of Georgia and you had to make the team as a practice squad guy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody there works hard. You know, that's all people know, work hard in the mills and in the factories. So, you know, growing up, you know, I see my granddad go to work every day and work hard, you know, up until he was 80 plus years old, he still worked every day. So that mindset, that work ethic from the people back home, you know, that's all I know. So even, you know, when I went to college and got redshirted in college, that just that, you know, you always got to work. Don't ever be satisfied with what you have because, you know, it can be taken from you any minute. So just keep that humble mindset and just keep grinding.
And now you're a starting center in the National Football League. After all of the hard work coming from the small town, 5 years at Georgia, practice squad, can you fully take it all in?
No, not really. Not really. And I mean, I don't really, you know, I'm still just doing the things I always done. You know, I mean, even when I wasn't starting, I prepared like I was a starter. So I knew this day would come. So I really don't really try to think about it. I just go out there and just play ball and try to have fun. I don't, you know, think of myself as being, you know, this. I'm still Nando. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing changed.
We're really happy for you. You've done a great job. Congratulations. Fernando Velasco with us in our one-on-one segment. LP Keys to the Game up next on Titans All Access.